Hey, it's Chad and Christy, and welcome to episode 26 of our Theme Parks and Recs podcast, where we give you the inside scoop on what's happening with the theme parks here in Florida and other recreational things to do with your family here in the Tampa Bay area and around the state. Couple of things theme park-wise to talk to you about this morning. I'm very excited in a couple of minutes because we're going to get to talk to John McBride, who is one of the original shuttle astronauts, and I am a big-time sci-fi and NASA geek, as Christy can attest. Mm-hmm. In fact, I often said I wanted to be an astronaut and I wound up in radio, which is also going to be the title of my book.
Yeah.
Something about the eyesight, it just wasn't going to work out for me, but I always loved the opportunity to talk to an astronaut. And actually, if you've never been over to the Kennedy Space Center over on the east coast of Florida, that pretty much happens every single day you go there. There's always an astronaut on site, and you can even have lunch or dinner with an astronaut, which is one of the coolest things that we've done. So we're going to talk to John McBride about what's happening over at Kennedy Space Center for the holidays and what is new and what we can expect in 2018. And if you too are fascinated by all of that space travel and being an astronaut, this is a very, very exciting time. So we're going to be talking to him in a couple of minutes. Let's go ahead, though, and get out of the way what is happening with the theme parks. First and foremost, here locally, we got Christmastown going on at Busch Gardens,
yep,
which I know we've talked about in the last couple of weeks. I'm giddy to go over and get my picture with Yukon Cornelius and Bumble and Sam the Snowman. All the characters from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer are there. But now we're getting a better idea of some of the food that you can experience.
Yep. That's what I always look forward to, and especially when they do the punch cards like they have all year pretty much at all their different special events at Busch Gardens.
They did it this spring for Food and Wine. They did it this summer for Summer Nights, and now they're doing it again for Christmastown. And in fact, we talked to a friend of ours that works over at Busch Gardens, and I was bragging the other day about that someone needs to give their chef a high five. Because the food that they have presented at Food and Wine and the summer, and from what I'm reading at Christmas, has really gone above and beyond. I mean, it's delicious and unique. One of those things, Christy, that you can actually experience this year, and this was in the TBT a couple of days ago, sweet potato s'mores.
Huh.
And instead of a graham cracker base, there are sweet potato fries serving as vehicles for chocolate and marshmallow drizzles. And if you are a fan of sweet potatoes as quasi-desserts, then this dish is for you. That's what the TBT said. Which makes sense, because every Thanksgiving we have sweet potatoes with marshmallows on it.
Yeah.
So why not just go ahead and add the chocolate in and say, it's a sweet potato s'more. Here are the other four things they say you must have if you go over to Christmastown at Busch Gardens. Mini donuts, which I know has become an it thing.
Yeah.
And I love. Throw some Captain Crunch or Fruit Loops on top and I'm in.
Yeah.
A chicken and waffle sandwich.
Which is always a good idea.
And this is what the TBT says about that. They say, you know what's better than a heaping plate of crispy chicken and fluffy waffles? Turning the dish into a sandwich. It's so simple yet so delicious. A hefty piece of thinly breaded chicken sandwiched between two thick waffle triangles and drizzled with maple syrup. It's the perfect combination of sweet and salt, soft and crunchy.
Mm.
And then the other two things they say, holiday brews. Cinnamon, coffee, and caramel flavors are featured in almost every holiday beer offered over at Christmastown. I never would have thought about having, a caramel beer.
Mm-hmm.
I've had, a horchata beer.
Right.
Which kind of has...
that nutmeggy or cinnamony
A lot of the things that you would think to have in an eggnog, but I never really thought about, let's just go ahead and throw some caramel in there as well. And then, finally, frozen eggnog.
Hmm.
Is one of the things that they are offering now.
That sounds delicious, too.
What the TBT says about it is not too sweet, not too eggy, and with just the right amount of cinnamon. They make it even better by serving it frozen, which helps to keep it cold a lot longer. Eggnog is for sipping, after all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't say that if they put a little special something-something in the eggnog over there with the frozen one, but we'll have to find out for ourselves.
That would be a unique kind of brain freeze.
The other thing that is going on locally that is a big talk is Florida Strawberry Festival tickets are on sale.
Right.
Officially. And if you had not yet seen the full lineup of who is coming in, a lot of country artists, as you'd expect, and big name country artists this year, Brad Paisley, Reba McEntire, Josh Turner, because he's not handsome at all. Nobody would want to go see that guy. And then you have a lot of the classic country artists like Sawyer Brown, Oak Ridge Boys. The one that our daughter is excited about, DNCE, will be there Thursday, March the 1st. And then the Throwback 90s Tour. Salt and Peppa, Vanilla Ice, and Tone Loc.
Nice.
That is going to be on Thursday, March the 8th. And then I know you are also excited about going over with our son and seeing Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's Friday, March 9th.
I'm ecstatic about that. And it's something that our son and I share a love of that band. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
So definitely search out and go to Florida Strawberry Festival. It's actually FLStrawberryFestival.com if you want to find out how to go ahead and get these tickets now, because a lot of these shows will sell out.
Yes, they will.
Especially, I think, DNCE and probably Earth, Wind, and Fire. Well, there's several of them, actually. It's a great lineup this year. So kudos to the Florida Strawberry Festival.
Well, and not only great artists, but I think my favorite thing that I did last year was go in the Make Your Own Strawberry Shortcake tent.
And this says a lot. And I guarantee there are other couples that are going to listen to this podcast and say, this says a lot about our relationship as well. Maybe, perhaps, the roles might be reversed a little bit. But yes, you go in to get your make your own strawberry shortcake. Now, I thought, even though the strawberries are in like a vat, I mean, the vat like the size of a closet, I took out like one scoop.
His was a very demure strawberry shortcake. I took it as a challenge, a make your own challenge.
Now, but when they say make your own, Christy, they're not going for how tall can you make it, because the whipped cream on the top of yours had to have put yours at about 12 inches tall, maybe a little bit more than that.
But it had a solid base, too.
But you did get props from the people as you were leaving. I think one even said impressive. Very impressive. So I can't wait for that when the Florida Strawberry Festival rolls around in March. 2018 looks like it's going to be a fun and exciting time here in Florida. I know amongst the theme parks, people are excited about Toy Story Land opening up at Hollywood Studios, where they also have a special Star Wars Galactic Night happening on Saturday night, the 16th. You have over at Kennedy Space Center a brand new experience that is going to be happening that I am going to definitely put on my list as a birthday present. You can actually go through the astronaut training program. Kids and adults alike.
Oh, cool. So it's almost like space camp.
It is. Although I wasn't alive when that movie came out.
Stop
I'm too
it.
Young. Was Leah Thompson in space camp?
Yes, she was, I think.
I'm going back and watching that again now. But yeah, so here to tell us all about that, we have Rebecca Shireman, and I am so excited about this. We have one of the original shuttle astronauts, John McBride, here with us, and we have Rebecca Shireman. They are from the Kennedy Space Center, which we have visited because I know I told you a moment ago I always wanted to be an astronaut, and I wound up in radio, so...
That's not a bad trade-off.
Well, I guess it's okay, but we get to talk about things like this, which is exciting, and we also have a podcast called Theme Parks and Recs, so we like to kind of point out what there is to do in Florida, so the people that are coming to visit here, or people that may have lived here their whole life, may not have been over to visit over there and realize, we were over there and took the tour when the shuttle was on display in the hangar that's like 4 miles tall, I mean, that gigantic building. And now, as we know, it's kind of moved inside to your new center. So tell us a little bit, Rebecca, let's start with you, about the new visitor center and what everybody can not only see year-round, but especially here at the holidays.
Sure. Well, Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex is where you can really see and touch and experience space unlike anywhere else in the world. You can see Space Shuttle Atlantis. You can meet an astronaut like John McBride every day, shake their hand, take a picture, ask questions. You can have lunch with an astronaut. And during the holidays, we have dinner with an astronaut as well. And you can take a bus tour and see the Vehicle Assembly Building, which is the building you're talking about where they put together the shuttle. And you could just really see the past, present, and future of our space program.
Right. Now, John, when you found out that you had been accepted into the astronaut program, do they right away kind of tell you what they have in mind for you as your role? Or does that kind of change depending on, you know, what the mission might be?
I was in kind of a unique position. I was selected in the very first class of space shuttle astronauts. Everybody that came before me were the Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo guys. So when they selected, I was selected us. There were 15 of us who were pilots and 20 of us who were mission specialists, a whole new group of astronauts. So we pretty much knew what we were going to do, train to fly and or work on the space shuttle. So when we got to work at NASA, our future was kind of set for us.
Right. And as far as like going in space, I know they have training programs for you, but do those programs really accurately get you ready for what you truly experience?
It did ultimately, you know, but when we got there, once again, we were the new guys on the block. They'd never flown space shuttles. It hadn't even been built yet. So we were kind of making our best guess as to how to train for it and what to look for and how to get in this new vehicle and fly it.
Right.
So we were kind of the test cases, I guess you'd say. But it was a wonderful opportunity to be in that first class because I had some great people that were selected with me and got to work and fly with them, and some very unique people from all parts of this country.
Mm-hmm. And for most of us, the closest we'll ever get is going over and riding Mission Space at Epcot, which, you know, they've updated now, so you kind of travel around the Earth and get to see everything. How accurate is that experience compared to the real thing?
Well, they're close, but we have one over there called the Space Shuttle Launch Experience, SLE, where you get in and we'll put you in a vertical position and launch you.
Wow.
It actually feels like you're lifting off.
And you have a new, Rebecca, a new program now that's being offered where people can kind of go through a little bit of astronaut training.
Yeah, absolutely. It's called Astronaut Training Experience, and it will be fully open in the beginning of next year. And it's really about, you know, that hands-on experience. It's the latest in technology. It's virtual reality. It's full motion simulators. And you really get the opportunity to feel like what it will be like to train and eventually live and work on Mars.
Is it a one-day experience? Is it a weekend? How do those programs work?
Well, there's several options with the program, which is great. So it can be a full day. And then, you know, you can have a full day, of course, at the visitor complex as well. Or you can break it up into smaller activities, and it can also be multi-day programs as well. So it's flexible on that. If you want to experience, you know, spacewalk training, for instance, what it feels like to work in microgravity, you could do that. Or you can spend, you know, an entire day and work on Mars for the day.
Right. And are there age restrictions? I mean, is it for, like, how young can you go and how old can you go?
10 years old and over. But, you know, we anticipate many adults will be interested in this, of course.
Me, right.
We'll have, you know, team building, corporate groups, you know, field trips, groups of children, families, adults. So just 10 years
and up. It will be 2-day and 5-day programs. Also.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, and I highly, highly, highly recommend going over and dining with an astronaut, which we've done before, too, with our two children. And it really was not only a unique experience to be I'm dining with an astronaut, but they do a question and answer session. Tell us about some of the questions that you typically receive, or is there any one that sticks out in your mind, like either that was the craziest question ever or the best question ever?
We get them from all corners of the, you know, all aspects, you never know exactly. My favorite, though, is I guess a few years ago I was in Washington or New York City and in one of the big theaters there, and I gave my 30 or 40 minute presentation and any questions. And there was about a 10-year-old kid in the front row that stood up and waved his hand at me. And I gave him the first question. He said, "When's NASA going to take a kid into space?"
Yeah.
So you could tell he was excited. And I really love the twinkle in their eyes when you get their attention and explain to them they're willing to work hard enough, study hard enough, listen to their parents, do the right things. They too could probably experience that.
Right. And we're actually going to go next week to Los Angeles to the California Science Center there and see that shuttle because
Have you seen the Atlantis at Kennedy?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is exciting for me now to be able to see two of them.
It's great.
But obviously we know there's not another shuttle that's going to be blasting off, but there are now rockets that you can go over to Kennedy Space Center and see. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about that program.
About 30 launches this year. We're going to have between 30 and 40 or more next year.
Wow.
So things are the tempo's picking up. SpaceX will be launching several flights. Hopefully by the end of next year, we may launch our SLS, the new NASA rocket. Boeing's busy designing a personal carrier to take people to space station. So there's a lot of activity, and we can feel the vibrance and the excitement building over there.
We love to talk about it every time one of those rockets take off, about what they're taking up into space. And I kind of made a joke on our morning show a couple of weeks ago when they were taking up ice cream. And I said, but the problem is that in space, no one can hear you scream for ice cream.
That's right. Unless you're next to them in the capsule.
Right, exactly. And then now they're making pizza, I think, didn't this week?
Yeah,
they showed them making pizza.
Yeah, right. They have lettuce.
So what was the talk amongst the astronauts, though, for those that were going to go up in space, like, oh, I'm going to miss this the most, or I'm not going to be able to eat that or drink that while I'm gone? Was there anything?
Oh, I think we were all so excited just to go do that that you forget about eating.
Right.
You lived on powdered soup or something for the duration of your mission, just the excitement of being there and doing some great things. So, but we did have some pretty good food. By the end of the program, you could pretty much order and get just about anything you wanted.
Yeah, I'm sure you look at the astronauts now and go, pfft. Look how pampered they are right. Compared to when I did this. But how exciting.
That's what Alan Shepard and John Glenn were saying about us.
Exactly. And you know, we just watched the movie Hidden Figures the other night, which I think was in the top two or three movies that I saw this year. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. And I'm sure you
some
heard.
Some connections to my home state of West Virginia.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. And I'm sure you heard some of those stories when you were first entering the program, because you probably had an opportunity to meet with John Glenn and some of those original astronauts.
Some of my dearest friends. That's the best part of being in the first class of space shuttle folks, is that you meet all the Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo guys. As part of our training, they would come and debrief us on all their missions in case we'd run into any problems they had. We would know how to handle them.
Right. And what were one of the things that they told you? Like, I mean, we watched Apollo 13, and we know what they went through. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that they did have good advice.
Don't lose your cool.
Yeah.
Remember all your training. Don't panic. Just stay cool and solve the problem.
Don't yell at the Capcom right. Back down on Earth.
And never yell at your commander.
That's exactly. Well, everybody can right. Live yeah, by that, right. No matter what walk of life you're
solid
in.
Solid advice right. All around.
So for those folks that do want to go over and see a rocket launch, is there a place to actually go to Kennedy Space Center for that? Or is there a specific area that you say this is where you're going to get the best view?
Sure, yeah. At the visitor complex, we offer the closest public viewing for launches, and we have several options that we offer to our guests, depending on which launch pad the rocket is launching from. So we have the Apollo Saturn V Center, which you probably visited while mm-hmm. you were there, and that offers close viewing. And we also offer, at the main visitor complex, we offer viewing as well. So there's usually two options. Just depending on what launch pad is coming from. But the closest public viewing, and we have a subject matter expert who keeps our guests up to date on what's going on when they're fueling, you know, throughout the process,
right.
So they're informed.
That's
awesome. We have jumbotrons and really trying to create a fun atmosphere for our guests as they watch, you know, a really once-in-a-lifetime experience.
And the new complex, for those that have not been over in the last couple of years, the
yes.
new complex is gorgeous. It really, you guys did an amazing job with that.
Yeah, and there's more exciting things to come next year. So
I'm
we'd
sure there
love
are.
To have everyone visit. And if you haven't been in a couple of years, you know, there's plenty of new stuff to see.
And plan on spending at least one day. And most, I don't think you can see it in one day. It's a 2-day experience if you want to see everything we got now.
Awesome. And if somebody does want to get information either on taking a tour or the training experience that you mm-hmm. have now, where should they go?
You should go to kennedyspacecenter.com. There's all kinds of information, from tickets to when the next launch will be and all of our special events for the holidays.
Awesome. Thank you both so much for driving over here and coming in studio with us. This really has been an honor. Very
much. Thank you,
much.
Chad. Pleasure
Thank you
to be
so
with
much.
You.
Thank you. And that's going to do it for episode 26 of our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. Next week, we are going to tell you all about a super cool New Year's Eve event that happens in downtown Tampa. It's called Rooftop Eve, and they literally go to like the top of a building and throw like the most amazing party. And we're going to tell you all about what you can expect, what kind of food, who's going to be there. It's a who's who event in Tampa Bay. So that will be next week on episode 27 of our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. If you ever want to get in touch with us, super easy. You can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at B987FM, or go to our website, B987FM.com.